Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
4 o'clock on a very rainy, windy, disgusting Thursday. The good news is if you have kids or you're just an adult that oddly likes to go trick-or-treating, the weather is supposed to be nice tomorrow. So at least Halloween will be in the clear. And by the way, Halloween is tomorrow. It's a Friday. The 2 years after that, Halloween is on a Saturday and Halloween is on a Sunday, which I don't know about you, I prefer, because it makes the, you know, the whole trick-or-treating process easier.
Does it?
Yes.
It's more expensive for those handing out candy, though.
Why is it more expensive? More kids?
Because you could be looking at an 8-hour window instead of a 2-hour window.
That's a good point.
No, that's a great point. I was thinking about that with my wife. I said, I think, and we'll do it on the radio next year, we need to vocalize what the window should be. Because you're right. It cannot be a, hey, it's 1:30, I'm showing up to your house. Like, it needs to be
like 1:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, because it's a Saturday afternoon. Like, no one's in school. Like, I think now on a Friday, and it's a Friday night, so kids will stay out later. I think the acceptable trick-or-treating pattern is between 4 and 9. That's at least the way I interpret it.
Are you an answer-the-door guy?
Yes.
You answer the door?
Absolutely.
Do you answer the door?
I used to. Now it's a sit-on-the-porch guy.
Oh, so you sit on the porch and just hand it out?
Yeah, a little Halloween music playing. Yeah,
yeah, we're bucket people.
What does that mean? You don't do anything?
Take it out of the bucket.
But you can't trust these kids.
It doesn't matter.
When it's gone, it's gone, no matter who gets it.
Exactly. Don't blame me. Blame those other greedy-ass kids.
And now do kids act greedy-ass by taking a bunch of Halloween candy?
We live in a neighborhood. We don't have a ton of kids that come through anyway.
Ah.
So we're fine. Because we're on a cul-de-sac. You can't. Nobody comes down.
Yeah, I'm on a cul-de-sac too, and we end up getting less kids, which annoy me because I like to greet them and give them the candy. I also talk trash when they wear sports stuff. Like, I'm really into that.
Of course you
would. Like, when the Giant fans show up, I usually talk some trash.
Which big bars do you give out? Is it strictly Hershey's?
It's not big bars. Why, you go big bars? Or we go big handful of small candies?
No, Evan, you're Evan Roberts on Instagram. You got to be handing out big bars at you.
No, but what we do is we hand out like a big chunk of the little candy, like handfuls of it.
I do big bars. Don't allow me to.
What do you go, one bar per kid or multiple bars?
Where do you go? Snickers?
Snickers, Twix, Hershey's almonds, peanut butter cups.
Wow.
Full size? Yeah, go to Costco and I get the different boxes. We load up.
Wow. Yeah, but does each kid get multiple candy bars or just one?
Each kid gets one, and they're not looking for multiple because they're like, oh, my God, I got a big bar.
I think they do a better job at my household than most others. If you get a handful of random smaller candies, it probably adds up to being bigger than one bar.
Maybe, but the one bar is a deception. It ends up not being that expensive, and people, it's like an allure, like, ooh, the big bar house.
See, that's interesting because it also makes kids think about quality as opposed to quantity.
I'm always amazed at what they dig through and go for. Peanut butter cups always the big pop, and then a Twix.
But isn't that almost unfair to the kids? You're making them make a decision. Just give them a bunch of candy.
Unfair to the kids?
Yeah, give them a bunch of candy.
You walk up to a house and you're like, oh.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, I know the Marashi. Oh, they're going to, I get to choose. So you're walking up thinking, what, do I want a Snickers?
Yeah.
Do I want a Twix? Because it's not like a little bite of a Snickers. It's like a Snickers.
Yeah.
But when you get home and empty the bucket, your candy is just with a million other pieces. Mine stands out like a billboard in Times Square.
I don't think it's as cool as you think it is. Like, I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of when I was 12. Like, it's a big candy bar and that's cool. But I feel like I'd be getting more plus different variations
if I
go a handful.
But again, so you're worried about the quantity. Not the quality.
No, but the quality is I'm getting multiple different candies as opposed to just one candy. He's saying you got to pick one.
What if you don't like a Baby Ruth?
Well, then don't take the Baby Ruth.
But you take a handful.
Well,
you're going to sit there and be like, sorry, Mrs. Morash, can I don't like Baby Ruth. Can I have another tiny Snickers?
Nah, I wouldn't do that, but some kids do. I've seen them do it. I've seen them put them back.
We all have kids
yes.
who all go to all these houses and get candy. And some of that candy sits there until when? We're looking at it and going, Easter? I still get the bucket above the fridge?
Yeah, this is true. We end up giving it away.
Right. Your pieces of candy end up in that bucket above the fridge. My candy gets eaten that night.
Interesting. Mm. Maybe I'll change things. Is it too late for me to go out and try the Morashian plan?
No.
It would be a science experiment because I'm still skeptical that it's a good idea, but I'd be willing to try it. Like, why the hell not?
The problem is there's no trying it.
What do you mean there's no trying it? Once you do it, you have to do it?
That's a rabbit hole I found myself in now for 5 years. Because then you go back, you will now go to the top of the egg list. If they go out of their way to go to your house, you don't have it.
The egg list? Oh, my God, I don't want to go on that list. All right, I'll let you know what I decide to do. By the way, Dexter Lawrence responded yesterday to Carl Banks. You heard it right here on this show. We played you Dexter's response. This is all in response to Carl Banks on his podcast, basically saying to Dexter Lawrence, no one respects you because you're not seeing as many double teams. Dexter Lawrence responded to that yesterday by basically saying, I don't know what the hell he's watching. Mm. Carl Banks has now responded to Dexter Lawrence.
Oh, Lord.
Which means this may never end.
That's a one-day story turned into a week.
I know. I love it. So, ladies and gentlemen, here is Carl Banks, I assume on his Believe podcast, responding to Dexter Lawrence's response.
I knew Dexter wasn't happy with what I said. And there's some that would say, well, this is kind of a conversation you should have with him in person. And maybe, maybe not, right? But if anything, I'm going to be consistent, right? On this platform, I defend those young men, I support those young men, and I try and I fairly critique those young men. So, and I said this to Dion, I said, if I can go on after the New Orleans game and say that to the wide receiver group, they think you're ass, you're going to have to prove that you're not. Didn't hear anything from anybody. Those are strong words, right? And here's the thing, folks. I own everything I say. right? And I don't have tender feelings. So Dexter Lawrence's response, I think, is great. He's a prideful man. I would expect him to have the comment. He probably held back. He probably wanted to say more.
I don't remember him saying that about the wide receivers. How come you didn't listen, Sean, and give us that tape to play 2 weeks ago?
I mean, this is not an offense to Carl. The Dexter Lawrence thing, that went viral. The wide receiver thing didn't, probably because...
Dexter Lawrence is an all-pro, great player, and the wide receivers, outside of Malik Nabers, have not been good. Wondell Robinson, actually, to his credit, had a really good season a year ago, and he's actually been very reliable this year.
But as a unit.
As a unit, they haven't been good.
Yeah, so that's not going to be a
Or targeted or useful.
Right. Mm. I thought Bobby Okereke had really interesting comments about this situation. I'm going to read it to you because there is no audio of it. Bobby Okereke said, I mean, as an in-house guy, maybe it's like a coded message where he's trying to light a fire under Dex. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But for a guy who works in-house, it doesn't take much to find a guy and have a conversation with him one-on-one or get his phone number and call him. So I don't necessarily think there's any ill intentions with it. Maybe he's just trying to light a fire or, in his own way, motivate Dex.
Hmm.
What do you think of that?
I mean, I could see that. Because it's kind of what he said. Like, I need to see the pre-injury Dex.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I remember the takeaway after the inflammatory statements of being not respected. It was more, we need to see the great Dexter Lawrence, not this one that doesn't show up. Regardless of whether what Carl thinks he's being respected or not, which we did an audit somewhat of the last couple of games, and he is still getting a lot of double teams.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.